We're obviously pretty deep into Denver here. Had a couple extra days to get started on them, which we've needed. It's a really talented team. They have a lot of great players, and I think Coach Joseph has implemented his style into the team. They're very, very good defensively. At the top of the league in almost every category, or every category, I should say. Very good against the run. It's been much improved from last season. They have a strong pass rush. They cover as well as any team in the league. They have great players at all three levels of the defense. Very disruptive, tough team to move the ball against, tough team to score against. The kicking game, very explosive in the return game. They're a good return team. They've already had six explosive plays this year on special teams, punt and kickoff returns. So that's definitely a problem. Strong legs, big kickers, guys that can hit the ball a long way, change field position. So explosive in that phase of the game. And offensively, very good depth at running back, excellent backs, good receivers. Tight ends have been productive. They can run the ball. They can throw it. And they can make explosive plays. Sanders, Thomas, as good as any receivers we'll see all year. And athletic at the quarterback position in varying degrees, but problem. So good football team, very good at home, very good in their stadium. Fans have a lot of energy. It's great. Great crowd. Great football environment. Sunday night, sure the place will be lit up. And, we'll need our best game Sunday night. And that's what we're working toward. Hopefully that's what we'll be able to get.
What do you guys need in addition yesterday? What was it about him that
I just felt like we tried to add a little depth to the defensive line. Played this year, has some experience.
So. Is he somebody who's primarily an interior guy, or does he have some experience?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Been on several different teams, played different systems, played 3-4 ends, played inside on the guard. So, see how it goes.
Can that be a benefit for somebody who's new, having some experience, varied experience the way he has?
Yeah, I think experience can be a good thing.
Bill, you mentioned the Denver defense. What makes this specific Denver defense stand out from other Denver defenses you've faced?
Well, it's another one on a long line. They've been a great defensive team for many years. Their front's good. Pico's given a lot of solid plays inside. Gotsis is a young player that's improved. Wolf is, one of the top players in the league. Barrett, Ray, Miller on the edge. These guys are all good marshals, good linebacker, fast, active, good coverage player. They have three outstanding corners, Roby, Harrison, Tlaib, Stewart, is very physical safety. Simmons taking over for Ward, fairly athletic guy, probably more of a free safety type than Ward was, so this gives him a lot of range back there. Also helps him in the kicking game. He does a great job for him on punt coverage. So they have good depth. Parks give him a lot of plays in dime, comes in their sub defense. They play about 14, 15 guys. They're all good. They all have a solid role, and they're good across the board, outside to inside, front to back, back to front, inside to outside, however you want to look at it. They're good players everywhere, and they play well, and they're sound. They don't make many mistakes. You got to go out there and beat them. It's hard to do.
How important is their speed up front? It looks like they have the ability to line up some pretty athletic guys up front, but when it comes to playing the run, maybe Pecco doesn't fall into that category as much, but their athleticism, what makes them so
powerful? It's a strong group. These guys are hard to block. They usually knock the line of scrimmage back across the board, unless you double them. But even then, they don't give a lot of ground. It's a strong physical group. And they're athletic. I mean, I wouldn't say they're not athletic, but I'd say their power is a problem. Explosiveness. Harris has done a really good job for him. I mean, it's another guy. Just throw him in there, too. He's been really productive.
Bill, what's allowed Trey Flowers to handle a more diverse role this year, and whether it's playing out of side of the formation or, you know, on that off-ball side? Or, you know, was there a point in the offseason or last season where you identified, you know, that you felt comfortable giving him more on his plate?
Well, Trey's done some things like that for us in the past, not as much as he has this year. This year we've had some different situations at the defensive end position at various points in time. So, you know, Trey has a lot of experience, or the most experience of our defensive linemen. He's also athletic and can handle a degree of versatility and the responsibilities. So, not sure that's always the best thing for him, but sometimes he's the best we have at it. He does a good job and works hard at it and does what's best for the team, which is one of the things you love about Trey, is how committed he is to the team and how willing he is to do whatever it takes, whatever we need him to do. And he does a pretty good job of it. So,
Coach, we don't have you on camera since the last game. Based on everything that's transpired since then, is the goal now for you to retire with Tom Brady still serving as your starting quarterback?
Yeah, goal right now is to beat Denver.
Forget about that one. Last night I saw an unbelievable trailer for a documentary. I'm just wondering, who do you think over the years has been better at putting the media in its place, you or Bill Parcells?
Denver's a target this week. I know you got all this stuff on your mind, but right now I'm just focused on Denver. Sorry we can't connect on that.
You're good.
Yeah, you're the best.
So it looks like you guys won't have Shane McClellan back this year. I'm just wondering from your end, is there any frustration with the rule that Burns a designated to return spot, even though he was actually never brought to the active roster?
Yeah, we won't be activating Shea to the roster, and yeah, we don't make the rules. So whatever they are there.
Bill, as his rookie season has progressed, what have you noticed from Jacob Hollister?
Jacob works hard every day. It's from the first day he got here from the spring after the draft. All through, you know, OTAs, the off-season program, training camp, works hard every day, takes coaching well. He's young, makes a lot of mistakes, but he corrects them. Usually doesn't make the same one again, learns from it. And he's tough. He's a tough kid.
Brandon Bolden, bringing the team up from a leadership perspective, or maybe just a
lot
to do anything?
Yeah, Brandon brings a lot from a leadership perspective. You know, Brandon, like a lot of players on our team, understands his role, knows what it is, and works very hard to excel at it, and does excel at it. There are times when his role could expand, and he's ready for that. If that were to happen, or if we needed that to happen, I think everybody has 100% confidence in him that he would be ready to do whatever it is we need him to do. But the things that he knows he's going to do that are you know, his important roles that we know are going to be there for this game or for each game. He prepares hard for those. He does a good job of them. He's very dependable. And if we need to do more, then he would do his best to give us more. And that's, I think, the most leadership any player can give you, is to do his job and to be ready to do whatever else you need him to do. And that's on a daily basis, not just on Sunday. We get that from him 6 days a week.
How hard is it sometimes to find guys like that, especially a guy like him, put up great numbers and college and things like that to come in and adapt to that role and stay with that role, where they think, well, maybe I could be doing a little bit more this way or that way, but to be that team oriented.
Yeah, well, look, every player is different. Each player has his own skill set, personality, and so forth. So that's, each player has to make his own, you know, chart his own course on that. But, you know, look at a player like Kevin Falk. You know, here's a guy that's in the Patriots Hall of Fame. Since the time I got here, not counting the years before, the couple of years before I got here, but from the time I got here, I couldn't even tell you how many games he started. I'm sure you could probably put them on one hand. So how many games he started? I mean, not very many. How important was he to the team? How good was he at his role? How dependable was he? How good of a teammate was he? The best. So, you know, I think players that understand their role, understand how they can help the team, want to help the team, that's how you have a good team, you know. You want to go out and play an individual sport, you know, swimming, golf, track, great. You sign up for football, you sign up for a team. And if everybody does what's best for the team and you have enough talent and players have a chance and you don't, coaching doesn't screw it up, then hopefully you can go out there and compete. And so I think all of our players are like that. I mean, I respect all of our players because of the way they work and the way they put the team first and the way they're willing to do what the team needs them to do. If we do that, we'll probably have a decent team. If we don't, then we probably won't. So,
Bill, how much has the growing economics of the game and how player contracts are so much richer now made it harder to find guys like that? Because I don't think every player necessarily is like that, but maybe they are for you. You find those types.
Yeah, I don't know. As I said, every player is different. Every player is, you know, finds his own level one way or another. So we're just trying to get everybody ready to go against Denver, have a good week, be ready to go out there Sunday night. It'll be tough, we know that. So hopefully we'll be at our best by Sunday night.
What are your thoughts?
Last question.
What are your thoughts on Landon Roberts' performance this season?
I mean, you know, it's, again, pretty much the same for everybody. I wouldn't single any player out. I'd say collectively for all of us, some good things, a lot of things we can improve on. We're halfway through the year. We've established a certain level of performance over a long period of time, not based on one play, one week, or one game. And we all need to try to move above that, from the head coach to the coaching staff to each individual player. To each unit on the team. So some things have been good. Some have been maybe not as good, but they all can be better. And we all individually can be better, and we all collectively can be better. So that's where we're all trying to get to. So I put everybody in the same, we're all in the same conversation on that one. Okay. Yep, thank you.